Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
336, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. All right, that's it. I'm trying to be happy. I am happy. I'm so thrilled. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Israel, as you know, meetings with the Prime Minister, the President, the Speaker of the Knesset, members of the Knesset, the Foreign Minister. And now I'm looking everywhere I look. Everywhere I look, television, online, etc. Those very people I met with, there they are, bringing about the return of these 20 human beings who had been held for the last 2 years by these savages inside of Hamas. And only President Trump could have done this. Simple as that. We had 8 years with Obama, who was arming and financing Iran. We had 4 years of whoever was pulling Joe Biden's strings, arming and financing Iran. And President Trump gets in there and says, yeah, this is all coming to an end. Thank you very much. Now, let's bring about a little peace here, shall we? Good for him. God bless him. You know my passion, right? And I know it's not politics. God, I hate politics. But no, it is. It's given back. It's given back to my my fellow first responders, those who have stood on the line and continue to stand on the line. And so I'm always doing classes and certifications and education. Why? Because I'm a peer guy, peer support guy. I'm an instructor, all that other good stuff. So I got the opportunity here. This is why I'm so thrilled that Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is joining. So I'm looking at a place where I've done a lot of studying, Light University, wonderful organization. And they've got a brand new program out, military and first responder coaching. And I said, yeah, I'm totally on board with this. I'd love to get some more information. And long story short, I'm going through the list of the instructors that are featured. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman's there. I don't have to read any further. That's it. I know I'm on board, and I'm looking forward to getting started with that. And boy, what an honor it is to welcome Dave Grossman back to the show. Colonel, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff. Always a pleasure, my brother in blue. Hey, and before we go any further, happy birthday to all you sailors out there. 250 years. Y'all looking good. You don't look a day over 90. Not a one of you. You're looking good out there.
But, they're looking good. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, you know, it really is exciting to be part of the curriculum there that's going on there. I want to tell you something right up front. You know, President Trump has given us a peace in Israel. I know you've been in the middle of that. You've been talking to those people. You've been meeting with those people. It's so cool that here you are online. But we need peace at home. And crime is out of control. And what I need to put out right up front for everybody to understand, 2021 was the all-time record number of cops murdered in the line of duty. 2023, according to the National FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, 2023 was the all-time record number of cops shot in the line of duty. Our cops, our people have been given permission to, as Vice President Vance says, a tee off on cops. It's to attack our cops. And the crime situation, the president says crime is up and people, they lie. It's, oh, no, crime is down. Well, first, first, we got to all understand that we're using the murder rate to measure the problem. And murder's being held down by medical technology. The docs are saving ever more lives. Tourniquets alone. Everybody carries a tourniquet today. EMS, fire, cops, slapping a tourniquet, save a crime victim's life. You've prevented a murder. Tourniquets alone have cut the murder rate to a quarter. At least a quarter would otherwise be. Take away all the tourniquets, poof, in a nation of a third of a billion people, and the murder rate would quadruple. Inner-city trauma centers are holding down the murder rate, and there's, oh, look, the number of dead people's down. It's like, just like we have inflation-adjusted dollars, we need medically-adjusted murders. And when we do that, we will transform the way we see the situation. You know, I had a chance to meet with President Trump one time in the early administration. I wish I could do that again. I give him one sentence. I tell him medical technology is holding down the murder rate. The murder rate's a lie. Just like we have inflation-adjusted dollars, we need medically-adjusted murders. And when we do that, it'll transform things. But we also, Jeff, you probably know, we have two crime reports out there. We have what the people report to the cops and the cops report to the FBR, the NCR, National Crime Report. Right. And the inner cities have been taught to hate cops and to fear cops, and they're not reporting it. But then we have the National Crime Victimization Survey. And every year, for over 50 years now, we call thousands of people. Were you a victim of assault? Were you a victim of rape? Were you a victim of robbery? And the National Crime Victimization Survey tells us it's out of control. It's bizarre. It's insane. So the situation's bad, and the president has given us peace in the Middle East. What a miracle. Dear Lord, we need him to give us peace in the U.S., and the American citizens need to know that we're being lied to. Like, imagine somebody said, your grandpa made 25 cents an hour. You make $25 an hour. You're 100 times richer than your grandpa. We all understand you got to allow for inflation to talk about money. Oh, the murder rate's down. Without allowing for medical technology, it's an abysmal lie. Things are crazy bad out there. It's time to back the blue. It's time to stand up and fight for peace in our own nation. We got a miracle in the Middle East. Let's pray for one here in America. And our president's working for that.
Oh my gosh! From your lips to God's ears, Colonel. I mean that is spot on. I'm always so grateful when I see folks like you who are standing with law enforcement, who are standing with not just the rule of law, but those men and women who are out there keeping us from devolving into anarchy. And that's not an easy putt these days, as you rightfully point out. Police continue to be demonized. And the support for law enforcement, unfortunately, in many places is at an all-time low. And, you know, the flip side to all of the officers shot in the line of duty, Dave, you know this, it's the number of officer suicides that has grown as well. I mean, that's a huge crisis.
We lose more cops to suicide than every other line of duty death put together. Now, there's an angle on this. It's really important, and everybody needs to know. We're in the middle of a global epidemic of sleep deprivation, and sleep deprivation is a huge factor in suicide, and we need to know that. It's physically impossible for you to take your life. The drive to self-preservation is too powerful. You cannot take your life. But you add alcohol, and alcohol inhibits the drive to self-preservation, and suicide becomes possible. But sleep deprivation works exactly the same way. Mm. Sleep deprivation is a major factor in a global epidemic of suicides. Every age group, every demographic, teenage girls, 10, 11, 12-year-old girls, suicide rate has tripled. It's bizarre, and every parent and every citizen needs to know that the video games, the social media, the TV, they're all trying to steal our sleep. There's nothing wrong with adults playing any game, watching any show, unless it gets in the way of your sleep and you have a problem. But the head of Netflix said, our competitor is sleep. The corporate policy of Netflix is to steal your sleep. Sleep deprivation is a key factor in suicide. It's a key factor in traffic deaths, the number one killer of our teenagers, the number two killer of our cops. Yep. And it's a key factor in the opiate epidemic. Sleep deprivation creates chronic pain. Why opiates? Why are they suddenly the drug of choice? Well, everybody's sleep deprived and we're hurting all the time. And we need a pill to fix it. You don't need a pill. You need more sleep. You need good quality sleep. So one of the things I'm teaching all of our first responders is sleep hygiene. But, you know, I had the honor last Friday to teach all of the Philadelphia school police. What a magnificent group of men and women.
Yes,
and I told them, you know, we're going to talk about keeping your kids safe from violence, but you want to walk out that door and save a kid's life. You probably have not had a murder in your school, but unfortunately you've had suicides, you've had traffic deaths, you've had drug overdoses. And what can we do about mental illness? The link between sleep deprivation. I will make anybody mentally ill on the second day without sleep. On the third day without sleep, you will be psychotic. Any graduate of Army Ranger School or SEER School will tell about hallucinations on the third day without sleep. Mental illness, traffic deaths, drug overdoses, suicides. You want to walk out that door and save a kid's life? Teach him. When my second grade teacher told us cigarettes kill people, I went home and hid my dad's cigarettes. And if that teacher tells the kids, here's how many hours of sleep you need. The little kids need a lot more sleep. Teenagers need at least 8 hours of sleep. And adults, we need at least 7 hours of sleep. We cannot get by on less than that. Tell them to sleep in the dark. We're designed to sleep in total darkness. Combine that with the sleep mask. Everybody out there, if you do one thing, go online or go to the local store, buy the top-of-the-line sleep mask, and it will rock your world. You may not get one more minute of sleep. You get quality sleep with that mask on. The number one selling mask on Amazon has over 95,000 five-star reviews for a stinking mask. And number three, all right, the number of hours sleep you need as a minimum. Sleep in the dark and teach those kids to cut off caffeine shortly after lunch. We're in the middle of an epidemic of mega dose of caffeine abuse.
Yeah.
And caffeine gets in the way of good quality sleep for adults. Lack of sleep is a key factor in Alzheimer's and dementia. And that caffeine stops us from getting deep cycle sleep. And that lack of deep cycle sleep is a key factor in Alzheimer's and dementia. And it's a key factor in chronic pain. And so it's caffeine abuse. Shortly after lunch, switch to decaf and rock on. And then when you need it, it'll be there for you. So that's the kind of thing that we're getting the word out to our cops, Jeff. We're getting the word out to our teachers. And we're going to turn the tide. And, you know, you look around and you say, people are crazy. People are angry. They're irrational. You're right. They're sleep deprived. We're in the middle of an epidemic of sleep deprivation. And you're right. They're all crazy.
Yeah.
They are mentally ill, caused by sleep deprivation, irrational, angry, and the mainstream media is never going to tell you, turn off the video game, stop binge watching shows, turn off social media. No. That's why we get to listen to people like you, Jeff. We don't listen to you. and that's where the truth is. The truth slips out between the cracks in places like the Jeff Katz Show.
Oh, you are so kind, Colonel. I want to remind everybody, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is joining us, retired Army Ranger, a guy who has devoted his life really to service in uniform, out of uniform, helping those in uniform. Just think the world of Colonel Grossman. Most people introduced to the Colonel I know with his original book, the seminal book on killing. But boy, if you stopped reading Grossman, then you're missing a lot. Colonel, let me ask you about one of the things that you're involved with, and it is called Building the Bulletproof Mind. And people may be a little shocked by this because they go, "Wait a minute, now Grossman on killing? Come on, he's just that's what this is about." You talk about not only love and empathy in building that bulletproof mind for first responders, but I'm going to remind you that F word, faith, that's a vital part of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, then there's this critical question that people ask, and you know, my book on combat, I've got two books on Marine Corps Commandant's required reading list, on killing and on combat. By the way, all you hunters out there, On Hunting came out 2 years ago, and the audio book for On Hunting will blow your doors off. It has an outtake reel. You're sitting up in the deer stand. You want to have some good reading. You want to have a good audio book. Go check out On Hunting. It'll blow your doors off. We have been in the middle of the food chain. There are things that hunt us and the things that we hunt, but it's not fun to be hunted. We want to be the hunter. We want to be in control of our environment. The world's full of people who've chosen to be the prey and not the hunter. The hunted and not the hunter. And we talk about that. There's much more in On Hunting, the ecology, the psychology, the wellness of it all. But one of my latest books is on spiritual combat. And that talks about exactly what you're talking about there, Jeff. And you know, there's an existential question. How could a loving God allow these terrible things to happen? And the answer is really important. A loving God would not make you his puppet. He lets you make your own choices. You ever heard, if you truly love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's really yours. That's how much God loves us. He loves us enough to let us make our own decision. The evil one will make you his puppet in the blink of an eye. God lets us make our own choices. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. That's how much he loves us. And a lot of people make really bad choices. And a lot of really bad things happen. And you say, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I sent you. He has no hands but ours. He does intercede. He does answer. He does work miracles. But in the end, God has no mechanism to operate on this earth but us. And if, you know, you and I are people of faith, if you think that there might be a life after this life, that there's eternity after this life, it's infinitely more important than everything that could possibly happen in this life. So a few more years on this weary earth, a little less suffering on this earth is nothing, nothing, nothing compared to eternity in heaven. And this is not our home. We got to keep our eye on the ball. Don't let the things of this world pull you down. Keep your eye on the big picture. And that's where the book on spiritual combat really comes in and ties right on with on combat. By the way, On Combat won the Ukraine Book of the Year Award. And last year, they brought me to Ukraine to train their troops, Jeff. I was 67 years old, spent my summer vacation in the war zone, training their troops all across the war zone there. So we're rocking on, brother. We're touching lives, and you're there in Israel. I'm there in Ukraine. We're just touching lives, and in the middle of it, isn't a great and glorious time to be in the fight, my brother?
Oh, it absolutely is, Brother Grossman. It absolutely is. There's, I guess, every generation, every warrior says the same thing. This is the most important battle ever. But on my personal level, it is right now the most important one that I can possibly be involved in. Let me ask you this, Dave, for folks who are hearing this, and I can almost guarantee everybody in this audience just about has read On Killing, but they probably need a new copy, and I want them to take a look at the other books as well. What's the best way for folks to get those books?
Thanks for asking, Jeff. It's GrossmanOnTruth.com. You know, I coined the term killology, and I had Killology Research Group, killology.com, but we kind of rebranded. The Antifa were at us, and we just sidestepped and rebranded. And the truth on combat, the truth on killing, the truth on spiritual combat, GrossmanOnTruth.com. Okay. And we're just having so much fun with the website there. We'll be adding more things as time goes by. We'll be adding little videos about each book. We've got some very near future. We've got emails from cops, you know, reaffirming various points that I teach. It'll be posted on there. Wow. GrossmanOnTruth.com. All the books are there, and I'll personalize them. The little place on there, you know, it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping.
Yes, it is.
And you order the book and have me personalize it to them, and I'll say whatever you want on there. There's a nice box to it, and I love getting up in the morning and signing and personalizing a bunch of books for people. GrossmanOnTruth.com. Get your Christmas shopping done. Boy, there's books for every hunter. There's books for people who are oriented in faith or you want to have oriented in faith. Yep. Our book, Bulletproof Marriage, was a Christian Book Award finalist. It's got like 700 five-star reviews on Amazon. Bulletproof Marriage, a 90-day devotional for sheepdog and spouse. And we're all sheepdogs. We're all protecting our flock. And that brings us back to this is the most important fight because we're fighting for our children. We're fighting for our future. And that's where love comes in. As we love our God, as we love our children, as we love our nation, we give 100%. And we're in this battle right now, Jeff, as we love our children, as we love our grandchildren. My grandson's engaged to a wonderful girl. He just got back from his first combat deployment. And blink of an eye, will be great grandparents as we love those little ones. We give 100%. It is the most important battle because we're fighting for our children and our family and our way of life. And just one generation without men and women willing to do that fight, and our nation would be damned and doomed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely right. Well, Grossman on Truth, I'm hoping you don't mind. I'm going to make sure we share that link across all of our social media. Of course, your books have been in the Jeff Katz Book Club section of the website for, I don't know, over a decade. GrossmanAcademy.com, there's some courses up there that look absolutely incredible. I'm looking at doing some of that myself, that bulletproof mind. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, I tell you again, number one, thank you. And number two, I am always honored when you can make a few moments for me. I am so grateful for everything you have done, everything you have given. And here you are, you got 1 or 2 years behind you, and you are still given every single day of the week. So God bless you.
And you too, brother. You know, Willie Nelson is 92 and still on tour. That's who we want to be when we grow up. You and I should be planning for another 20 years in the fight and stay in the fight, brother. Iron sharpens iron, and it's truly a two-way street. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, sir. That is Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Nobody better than that, I'm telling you right now. 353 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.